As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and that's for sure. And there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to the Thursday, August the 13th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've definitely got some good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. With our returning guest, Vicki Davis, as we continue to track and trace every step made by these globalist cabalists, if you will, toward the destruction of our people. Lots of interesting stuff on the plate today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Always looking for a little bit more freedom. Thank you, please. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone throughout the broadcast and call in. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air and from around America. And around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You can also send your ideas for guests, show topics, or news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96. Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. And again, our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Don't be bashful. Be sure and call in if you have a question or a comment. The financial markets surge higher while the U.S. dollar index falls. Unemployment rises, consumer spending declines, and chaos reigns. We'll talk about the financial market here in a moment. Returning guest independent researcher Vicki Davis joins us to discuss the outcome of the North American Leaders Conference in Guadalajara, Mexico, and I'm sure you didn't even know that that happened. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go to those market reports for Thursday, August the 13th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But 1 hour ago, gold was trading up $9.50 so far in the morning at $956.70, breaking that magic 950 mark again. I did find another report there at $960.20. for a $7.70 gain, so that was kind of conflicting. But anyway, I'll stick with the 956.70 for now. I'm sure it'll change during the day. Up 40 cents, silver moves to $14.93 an ounce. Platinum is up $22, $1,261 an ounce, and palladium is up $3 at $274 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far, $948.10 for the basement and $961.50 for the attic. At $956.70, your gold investment year to year, 1 year ago today to 1 year today, or so on and so forth, 365 days ago, you would have gained $131.70 on your purchase of an ounce of gold for a 15.95% return on your investment. Try that at the local savings and loan. You won't get it. London Gold Fix, $956 today. And we'll pick up the Dow Jones and the other financials on the other side of this first break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hands Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.org and Broadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Thursday, August the 13th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. As we get our broadcast underway for this morning, we come to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Indeed, in fact, and today and forever, my name will be William Roberts. Visiting again, once again, today with our returning guest, Vicki Davis. She's brought some very interesting things to our attention. And, yes, I'll give a little bit more of this financial news before we bring Vicki up. But we're going to be looking at a press conference that Barry the Usurper and Felipe Calderon and Prime Minister Harper put out from their meeting down in the Cabanas Cultural Center in Guadalajara, Mexico, on the 10th of August. I think you want to stick around for that. Let's finish out this market report and get this broadcast underway. In the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday, closed up 120 points at 9,362. The NASDAQ was up 29 points, 1,999, couldn't quite keep the 2,000 mark. The S&P 500, the Standard & Poor's 500, up 11, trading above 1,000 at 1,006. All of this hilarity, all of this great news, crude oil up $1.15 a barrel, 71.31. All of this in the wake of some really unhappy news in the marketplace. Unbelievable. But, you know, that's what you get when you're dealing with the crapshoot and you're inside the big casino. U.S. dollar index declined 46 basis points yesterday. Actually, it's today so far, 78.35. So it's going down. It's tanking. The U.S. dollar, of course, that's why the gold is up. The stocks are up and everybody else is up. I guess the marketplace just loves it as they watch the destruction of the United States, of America, and our economy in the foreign exchange rate, this little basket of currencies, so timely and appropriate for today. You know, Timmy Geithner, he's got his basket of currencies. We got our basket over here as well. This is the Canadian dollar at 92 cents today. It's trading up a little bit from yesterday. Mexican peso still stands at 8 cents U.S. The euro, $1.43. The British pound continues to climb. $1.66 U.S. The Swiss franc, 93 cents. So this is this little basket of currencies that influence our economy right here. It has something to do with all of the ups and downs and the day-to-days and all of that rot. In the bond market, 1.12% on a two-year bond. The yield on a 10-year is 3.68. The yield on a 30-year is 4.52. So they stack up pretty well. But they don't stack up well at all when you factor in inflation. The 15-year mortgage continues to go up, 4.85 against 1 month ago at 4.81. In the 30-year mortgage, 5.49%, up from 5.30 a month ago. That's a 19-point move in the 30-year mortgage. So we're going to start to see more and more people even more strapped as they try and refinance to get away from foreclosures and other things. And for those that are out there trying to buy houses, it's going to become increasingly difficult. In the meantime, the usurper continues to throw more billions of dollars at the Cash for Clunker program and all kinds of other things. We're seeing all kinds of declines in retail sales, a continuing expansion of unemployment. And in the face of all of this, Vicky, we get Jorge's successor here, the usurper, down there doing what they like to do, getting together, making deals behind the curtain with Mexico and Canada. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning. I'm glad we decided to talk about this morning because I almost forgot my own rule, you know, which is that whenever there is something going on in the news that the media is just hammering, you know, playing images over and over and over, you know, this whole health care debate, the rule is look for something else that happened that's sliding by under the radar. And that's what this meeting, this leaders meeting of the three North American Union countries was.
They're looking forward to the G20, you know, and they make the no bones about that in this discussion. But at the same time, you know, they are hitting the real important issues, the health care. They're looking at this Clean Energy and Security Act that's still pending in the Senate. They're talking about a continuation or expansion, if you will, of this visa program. They're looking at various and sundry ways of getting together on this carbon dioxide sequestration and so on. So, yeah, I mean, our eyes are distracted all of the time, it seems, by the day-to-day thing. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't find another celebrity to slaughter just so that they could help to keep our minds off what's going on. But there's a whole bunch that's tied up in this little summit here that they had. So, yeah, let's go into that a little deeper.
Well, Barry the Usurper, as you call him. There's an article in the Washington Post that says that there needs to be a pathway to citizenship for millions of illegal immigrants in the United States, and that system must be reworked to avoid tensions with Mexico. So, and Mexico in all of the press releases and so forth, Mexico is offended by the idea that Mexicans will need visas to visit the U.S. and Canada. So, I mean, they want the whole thing. They want the whole merger. And if you think about what it takes to merge countries, which is precisely what they're doing, you know, it's not just about the borders of our country. It's about the governing structure. And they are merging governments at the high level. And really, it's just a pretense that they're protecting our borders. It's just for show.
Well, I'd have to agree with that. And this particular discussion, you know, opening up this pathway for the free flow of people and goods, the discussion against the Buy American. I don't know whether the usurper had any conviction behind that statement, or whether it just sounded like something that would be interesting to throw in for those that write the speeches for his teleprompter. But nevertheless, when we start talking Buy American, it gets the fur up. It got the Mexicans stirred up, and it got the Canadians stirred up. They don't like that idea because they've been basically they bought into this idea of being the manufacturers for America, aiding and abetting and complicit in the destruction of our economy. And then to hear such a 180-degree reversal, you know, it's got to be specious. Certainly, he doesn't intend to follow through on that. But they don't like they don't even like the sound of it.
Well, it all depends on how you define American, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Yeah, absolutely. Because they start right off and they go, let's see, here it is. The leaders for North America, this is from Calderon. I'll just give it from the beginning. Ladies and gentlemen, representatives of the media, national as well as international. The leaders from the United States, Canada, and Mexico have completed two fruitful work days. Well, we'll have to pick up those fruitful work days on the other side of this break. Missed my timing. We'll be right back.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day Books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Oh,
And we're back once again, going back into this little press conference by President Barry the Usurper, Calderon of Mexico, and Prime Minister Harper of Canada. You know, in the face of this news I pulled down off of Bloomberg this morning, Vicky, that showed that the sales at the U.S. retailers has unexpectedly fallen in July, even though this boost for the Cash for Clunkers automobile incentive program was launched and they're going to refinance it again. We had about a 0.1% decrease in sales. They say it's the first drop in 3 months. And we lost another 558,000 jobs, as that many people filed their first time claims for jobless benefits. Now, given that as a backdrop for what these guys are saying, folks, just listen carefully. Again, it says the leaders, this is Calderon speaking, the leaders from the United States, Canada, and Mexico have completed two fruitful days. That's like a weekend. You know, you might get the lawn mowed in a weekend. You might be able to trim a couple of bushes, maybe even to do a little weeding in the garden. 2 days worth of work. And this is the kind of stuff that's coming out of this, of course. The leaders for North America, this is depends on how you define America, doesn't it? The leaders for North America share the vision and insight for the regional community. Here, Barry the Usurper, the Saul Alinsky community organizer, the regional community that is safe, secure, and competitive. So now we've invoked Agenda 21 in the first sentence. Safe and secure, the promotion of the safety cult that can face successfully the challenges of the present and the future. We coincide in pointing out that in an age marked by globalization, you might as well just say the expansion of collectivism, this is their long-held dream, an age marked by globalization, the challenges can only be overcome jointly. That goes right back to Agenda 21, the foreword by Maurice Strong. Together we can. Thus, the importance of keeping the dialogue, trust, and cooperation amongst our three countries. Notice here he uses the word three countries. And then, thus, the importance, again, of keeping the dialogue, trust, and cooperation amongst our three countries. Americans, Canadians, and Mexicans have reiterated that the values upon which our societies are founded are democracy, freedom, justice, and respect of human rights. Of course, those were the values that our countries were founded upon, but they've been forgotten in the dustbin of history. But now they turn it around, Vicky, and they say our three nations have reiterated our decision to combat in the struggle of the transnational organized crime in order to bring about more security to our communities. But here it's important, folks, because we're making this transition. In the beginning, we talked about co-nationals. Then we've talked about regional community. Now we talked about our three countries, and now they're saying our three nations. Now we know that words have importance, and they have definitions, they have meanings and senses, but there's this blurring here of the definitions of all these. We do not have a nation. This is not the American nation. It's not the Mexican nation. It's not the Canadian nation. This whole idea of nations and nation, national and nation states and all of this is nonsense. In the greater scheme of things, we have a federal union and we have several states in this country. It's known as, or called the United States of America. This is not a nation, but it certainly opens the door for nationalism and nation states. Nations are tongues, tribes, and creeds all together. Well, this is the melting pot, Dorothy. There is no nation here. But we're starting to see more and more of the use of this phraseology in all of these various global documents. But with that as a beginning, let's go back to Vicky. And what do you make of this? This is all just boilerplate opening dialogue in these cultural Marxists, if you will. But there's a lot going on in here that they're talking about. They're really making a declaration. Once again, they're reaffirming this building a North American community, the stuff that Jorge Bush was involved in.
Well, everything that they mention, every problem that they mention, the purpose behind it, you can trace it back to these the computer systems that they're implementing that are actually the focal point of the integration. And if you didn't read far enough for me, the next paragraph in what you were reading says, in this international crisis context, the three states that make up the North American region, see, there we were demoted again to just a state.
Exactly.
A state in the region. And that's ultimately what it is. But
how do you like the use of that? You know, and I really hoped that you would go there and pick it up, because I wanted to drop it right there, because this is where we need to understand what some of the mentality is in this international crisis context. Crisis management, it's always out of the crisis. You know, this is revolution, counter-revolution. This is, again, it's cultural Marxism. And it's amazing how bold they are, but in this international crisis context, would somebody tell me what this international crisis is? I guess I'm just confused, you know.
Well, climate change, of course.
Oh, that's right. It was carbon dioxide. Damn, I forgot all about that.
And H1N1. Oh, crisis.
That's right. And then there's that. So, yeah. So this international crisis, you know, the United States of America has been embroiled in this crisis. But it says the three states that make up the North American region, and we've talked about that before, have to take the leadership and foster and boost the necessary measures to recover our economic growth, You know, when NAFTA was signed in and they talked about the free trade area of the Americas, all of this was an intentional destruction of our economy here in our several states in the United States of America, with the lowercase u there. But, you know, I just don't know whether this is just specious or what. When you were bringing in, Vicki, the connection that we had made with from electronically with China, it seems like looking at Canada and looking at Mexico without including China in this discussion is in itself specious. You know, where are we going to find recover our economic growth on the North American continent without China, the manufacturer of the world?
Well, we can't. And that's the whole fraud of economists surprised. You know, for years and years, every time the jobless report would come out, if they had boilerplate in there that said, economists surprised.
Yeah, here it
job
is.
Job losses increased.
August the 13th, Bloomberg, five words, sales at U.S. retailers unexpectedly fell. Economist surprise. You got it. Right on the money.
I know. It's like, you know, I don't know. Are people brain damaged or something, you know, where you have no long-term memory storage? Or is it just like, you know, you've got the short-term, it goes in and then it, you know, zips off into the ozone and information doesn't get stored.
It's got to be the case. This thing continues and it gets worse, folks. And this is just the press conference. Okay, this is the stuff they come up and they've got their little bio sheets. They've got these little sheets that are all written out for them. They go up in front of the podium and they make these comments, and then they go into a question and answer process for the benefit of the media. But it says again, in this international crisis context, the three states that make up the North American region have taken the leadership and foster and boost the necessary measures to recover our economic growth. Always economic growth. I mean, that's social and economic growth. It's mantra. But in our task, we have had to implement counter-cyclical measures. I want you to tell me what that is, Vicki, in the three countries that have been put into action. So in our task, this is a two-day weekend workshop. In our task, we have had to implement counter-cyclical measures. We'll find out more about that on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
A of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned to the call-in number, folks. It's 866-841-1065. We're looking at a conference recently held this the 10th, just a few days ago, down in Mexico. May go to our south, in which Felipe Calderon, the president of Mexico, apparently, has some very interesting things to say, very revealing words that were written for him. If he was winging this, it would be amazing. But in here, he also talks about the three nations having reiterated their decision to combat in the struggle of the transnational organized crime. Now, just look at the way that that's worded, Vicky. If this wasn't written for him, and the person and or he perhaps has misspoken, what can we see in that? Our decision to combat, in other words, to continue the war, if you will, in the struggle of transnational organized crime. That's not a combat transnational organized crime. This is to continue the combat in the struggle of transnational crime. And what is transnational crime organized to do? It's to bring about more security to our communities. Which communities are we talking about? Are we talking about the community of the government? Are we talking about the community of the people? What communities are we talking about? Before we had regions and nations and countries, now we're down into communities. And continues, he says, the struggles we have led in Mexico for the rule of law,
what?
And the security of our Mexican people forces us to stop the traffic of weapons and of money that go from north to south. Now, there's been a lot of research into that, this traffic of weapons coming from the north to the south. Not that many weapons go from the north to the south. And then, and of money, and nourish organized crime gangs. Now, when you went into your study, Vicki, of the international migration and development agenda, when you were looking at this trans-border trafficking, did you find, as I did, that this concept of remittances is at the heart, and it is the warp, it is the woof of this wide-open traffic back and forth across the borders from the people? How can we, on one hand, excuse me, talk about building the economies here, and at the other, on the other hand, talk about wanting to block the flow of money? Isn't the flow of money the whole idea behind the open borders?
Calderon does not want to stop the flow of money. I guarantee you that. No, everything that's in this document is written in code, because the real agenda is unstated. And so they speak above what they're actually talking about. And so if you know the agenda behind what they're really doing, then you can read the document and fill in the blanks, you know, that they leave out. And this whole
What do you get out of this implement counter-cyclical measures?
Well, that's economic stimulus for Mexico. You know, they're integrating our three countries, and Mexico, the people in Mexico, now, they have a very rich fascist ruling oligarch. But the majority of people in Mexico are relatively poor. And it's because of the way that their government works. It's by design, they're kept that way. And so the idea, supposedly from this end, was to raise the standard of living. And if you remember, the whole talk about NAFTA was that, you know, it was supposed to raise the standard of living for the Mexicans. Okay, what we didn't realize is that they were going to try to seek equilibrium at the bottom. You know, for us, which means,
exactly,
you know, dropping our standard of living down to the level of the poorest Mexicans, you know, in that country. So,
well, if we're going to implement counter-cyclical measures is in regards to the economy, can we break that apart reasonably and say that there are economic cycles? But if we're going to implement counter-cyclical measures, then what we're basically doing is we're trying to upset economic cycles by implementing counter-cyclical measures.
Yeah, but this is not a cycle. See, that's another deception. Economists, when you're talking about business cycles, yeah, okay, you've got business cycles. But when you engineer the decline of your own economy, that is not a business cycle.
Exactly.
It's economic terrorism, actually. It's economic warfare. And so this is not a cycle. So even though they talk about counter-cyclical measures, which, you know, supposedly the economic stimulus is going to bring back our economy, but it won't, because there is no economy to bring back.
Well, this counter-cyclical, you know, this is one of the first times I've seen the word in economic text or in this kind of writing. It's kind of like introducing this idea of the green shoots, you know, or that sort of thing. Quantitative easing, counter-cyclical measures, green shoots. None of this stuff makes any sense at all. Continuing out of this, it goes, and in a coordinated manner, we can stabilize our economies and bring about trustworthiness and certainty in regard to the future of the global economy. So, you know, how are we making this quantum leap?
Well, you remember the WPA program?
Yes.
The WPA program was counter-cyclical. They were putting people to work, is what it boils down to. They were stimulating the economy by putting people to work.
Okay.
You know, you give people money, then they start spending, then production increases and so forth. And that's another thing. They always talk about employment being a lagging indicator. Well, that's not traditionally true. Traditionally, once corporations started getting orders, they hired. And so employment was a leading indicator. But because they've turned everything inside out, now employment is a lagging indicator.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so you know, that's a way of buying time, you know, to say, yes, the economy is recovering, but, you know, just because you poor sap don't have a job, you know, you'll get a job because, you know, employment is a lagging indicator.
Well, here in this article out of Bloomberg again today, it says consumers continue to maintain a tight hold on their wallets, worried about rising unemployment, falling home prices, and tight credit. You know, I'm sure
that the economy is recovering, right?
Yeah, but the markets are all just going through the roof on this good news, you know. So rather amazing. It's also necessary to build our financial international institutions. Back to this report from Calderonier. Necessary to build our financial international institutions, such as the World Fund. Now, I've heard of the World Bank, and then they say, and the International Monetary Fund. But what is the World Fund? Have you come across that in your research, Becky?
No, I haven't. But remember that they are internationalizing all of the economies. They are creating a global system of governance. And so, erasing national boundaries. So the World Fund would be, I imagine, I'll have to research this, but I would imagine it's the fund that they're going to loan money out of to countries to hook up to this global system of governance that they're designing.
You think that this World Fund could be pointing toward this carbon credit tax? Maybe you just haven't heard of what the World Fund is yet. Maybe he misspoke and meant to say World Bank. I don't know, but I've never heard of the World Fund before.
No, I wouldn't think so. Well, you've heard of sovereign funds,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I imagine it's along the same lines, but it's, you know, for the world rather than for a sovereign nation.
Well, I don't know whether it was
a group of sovereign nations.
I don't know whether it's a translation error or whether he just misspoke or whatever, but they do capitalize it, World Fund, as if it was something we need to look into. Then he says this World Fund and the International Monetary Fund, which are fundamental to guarantee the flow of financial resources. In the case of Latin America, the support that will enable us to recapitalize the Inter-American Bank for Development will be the best action for help and commitment in regard to the poor countries in the region on behalf of the North American countries. Lots more of this specious circular discussion here. I'm certain that at the next G20 meeting that shall take place in Pittsburgh, United States, of course it wouldn't be Pittsburgh, United States, that's Washington, D.C. in the United States, but it will be a great opportunity to build the necessary agreements to reform these organizations. Again, here this is reform these organizations that are key in the recovery of economies and are reprisal. Anyway, we'll get into this in greater detail, and there's lots of other information that goes along with this. We'll be right back in 3. Stay with us.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Ich halte mich schon.
gut-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
And we have returned once again, and I can understand and appreciate, you know, Vicki, that this may have been written in Spanish or Mexican and translated to English, and in the translation it might have been difficult for the translators to get to, but if this is like executive writing in Mexico for their president, I mean, this smacks of the same kind of writing that was being prepared for Bush.
Oh, of course it is. Yes, it's the same kind of writing by the same people. In these conferences, the leaders' summits are just basically ceremonial. All of the real work is done in the meetings that occur beforehand by the undersecretaries in various departments, you know, the undersecretary and the CDC and the energy department and so forth. You know, all the working groups, the leaders of the working groups get together and they decide on the agenda. And then the meetings of the leaders like this are just ceremonial.
So this is kind of like finger food, and they get their little pamphlets or their packets handed out to them, and then there's talking points probably, and they discuss it, the general or the essential talking points. But in all of this, once again, it comes back and it says that we recognize that it's essential to abide by NAFTA and to resolve the pending topics that impede us to reach greater regional competitiveness. This particular paragraph, folks, ends, and you can find it on whitehouse.gov in regards to the August the 10th meeting here that was held by Calderon and Harper and the usurper down in Guadalajara. Nevertheless, this one ends, we shall be successful in a world that is ferociously competing. Ferociously competing. And this points to this, the movement of nuclear weaponry around, menacingly around by the Russians, and others. This is really pointing towards what's coming down on us and at us out of Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, the Caspian Sea Basin, all of that. This whole idea of this ferociously competing is like going around like a ravening wolf seeking who they can devour. Very powerful language in here talking also in this particular paragraph, important to see how we're going to fulfill our commitments in regard to the environment and in regard to our labor domains linked to the commercial agreements, the trade agreements that we have amongst our countries. I'm convinced that only in tapping the advantages offered by our economic, and then he blows it, says something wrong, and then they skip over it, labor technology and natural resources, we shall be successful in a world that is ferociously competing. Labor technology, let's talk about a little bit about that technology, labor, technology, and natural resources, a little bit more about the technology of we blend these three governments together in this interoperable system before we go into the border discussion.
Well, labor technology to me would be, that would be the code for the human resource management system.
Exactly.
You know, which is global. It's not just the United States. And I want to go back to that World Fund. If you think about the states and our federal government, the governors of the states act like slavering dogs because the federal government has the money. It's a carrot and stick thing, right?
Right.
Well, when you're switching over to a global governance system and you have a World Bank, you also have the World Development Fund so that the slavering dogs will face the international system for money for their development. And in that way, you eliminate the dependence of the states on our federal government, and you refocus the direction towards the World Fund. Now, something interesting that several years ago, a friend of mine went to a conference in Vancouver, I think it was British Columbia, and the World Bank was starting up a new program whereby cities, just as individual entities, could get loans from the World Bank. Okay, going completely outside of our country. And what would a city have to put up as collateral? Well, your property, of course.
Well, I don't know, and I'm still trying to figure that out. I went to a city council meeting here in our little bitty, teeny, tiny southwestern Missouri town, folks, this week. And in that, the discussion came up that the county had bond monies available at 4.5%, I think it was, interest, 30-year bonds or something like that. They wanted to jump on board and get a hold of those bonds because they could repave the streets. You know, at a time where everything is collapsing, these guys, they just seem to work inside of this unusual bubble. And they're every time, this, like you said, slavering dogs, every time the carrots are dangled out there, they jump in. But when I queried them on it, they were saying, we're sure we'll be able to sell the bonds. I don't know who around the area would be interested in picking up these lengthy bonds at 4.5% interest at a time when our inflation is running probably rampant above 8, 9, perhaps 11% annually, and at a time when our entire economic system is on the brink of collapse. But I guess there's a sucker born every minute. Continuing into this thing, it says, at this summit, it reached important agreements such as boosting the standardization of the regulations and certifications of our products, as well as the sanitary procedures. And for sanitary procedures that can be simplified, as well as increasing without any loss, increasing the economic competitiveness of our region. This points back to this new piece of legislation in regards to the farmers. It talks to me about Codex Alimentarius. It once again turns upside down the idea of the National Animal Identification System, shakes it out, puts it back on the line. I'm still trying to find this country of origin labeling in these words, but what would be your take on that, important agreements such as boosting the standardization of the regulations and certifications of our products?
Right, well, that's the supply chain, farm to fork, supposedly the food inspection and traceability of food from the farm to the table. And we talked about the supply chain a couple of programs ago, and remember Ruth David of the Answer,
yes,
you know, corporation or whatever it is, organization. And the system, the computer system that she was talking about was putting food inspectors even on foreign soil, because allegedly American security begins on foreign soil and, you know, tracks back to the United States. Well, what she was talking about is the global supply chain, where you have your food and pharmaceuticals and anything ingestible produced in a foreign country, so you inspect at that point, and then you just let it come right on in.
Well, here, yeah, and this is what they say. The objective is to have secure and efficient conditions and these procedures to be implemented with no bureaucratic or far-fetched red tape in our offices. No bureaucratic nor far-fetched red tape, basically wide open. And this will diminish, decrease the prices for the staples and food and improve the competitiveness of our economies. And then he continues in the next paragraph, on the other hand, on the bilateral aspect, Mexico and the United States will launch modernization initiatives at our common borders with determined terms in order to promote the regional competitiveness actions. And Mexico commends and is pleased to say that we're going to inaugurate the first international bridge that is currently being built after so many years between the United States and Mexico.
Yeah, I don't know. The bridge. That was the, that's the bridge. I mean, you know.
Is that kind of like the highway?
That's a nice paragraph, but it does, you know.
Is that like the highway to hell?
Kind of, yeah.
Lots of good intentions there, you know, but I'm really, you know, what is this first international bridge that is being, you know, built after so many years?
Well, that was the, I assume that they're talking about down in Laredo. And that was the original plan for the first international highway was going through Laredo. But I think that there was probably more money and more pull from the Dallas side. And so
they'll have to pick that up on the other side of this break, folks. We're coming into the top of the hour here. We'll be back in a couple of moments for the beginning of hour number two. Stay with us here on Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Oh. As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, August the 13th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And again, yes, my name is William Roberts. For those of you that have just joined us, I'm also joined today by Vicki Davis. We're going through a little bit of a press briefing, if you will, some very public and overt statements that have been made as a result of a summit held down in Guadalajara between President Felipe Calderon of Mexico, the Prime Minister Harper of Canada, and Jorge's successor. I hate even to say it, but did bury the usurper. Nevertheless, back into this again, Vicki, and I'll toss it back to you. But this continues, and it says the United States, Mexico, and Canada have coincided in the importance to face the repercussions of pragmatic change. Now, that's a really that would be a very interesting sentence to diagram. But he says the cost is very high, but the price we shall pay for lack of action is not to be calculated. Now, that, folks, was a Freudian slip, because he immediately corrects himself and says cannot possibly be calculated. But it cannot be calculated because the cost is not to be discussed. They always want to talk about the cost is very high. In other words, this is the money that they're throwing at this problem. We've talked about that before. You've got a 1% of the problem. 99% is the money that they throw at it. But here he says it cannot possibly be calculated. We coincide that we have to foster the global agreement in Copenhagen, and we're going to be looking at that. We're going to be following this Copenhagen because this is going to be a very, very fundamentally important green agenda. But he says we have to foster the global agreement in Copenhagen and the instrumentation for a green fund that will finance and support mitigation and adaptation actions in regard to the global. And then there's something inaudible here.
Convenient inaudible there.
Yeah, isn't it? Of climatic change. So we need to make progress in regard to clean energies and technologies, as well as the development of our carbon market, in order to have a regional market. This is all very fundamental talk. This is all really important talk, but it's so poorly written that one can hardly make sense of it, Vicki.
Well, that's because that's the problem with speaking in code, and with the real message in between the lines, is that sometimes they goof up and they say things that give you a clue that there's more to the story than what they're saying. And every time I see the word carbon, I translate that to people. And
I think you're really right in that, and you're the first to bring it up that way. But if we think of us as being the carbon, and we're looking at our carbon credit and our carbon footprint, I think it makes a lot more sense than to worry about this climate change or the specious nature of carbon dioxide. That's for sure.
Well, it's stupid. I mean, you know, carbon, the carbon cycle in plants, if you're talking about plants, which that's what they would like you to think, you know, we breathe in oxygen, we exhale carbon dioxide, plants take in carbon dioxide and produce oxygen.
So in a green world, you'd want to have plenty of carbon dioxide, wouldn't you?
Of course. and that's why, because of that illogic, and because of the illogic in what they're saying, that's why I translate carbon to mean people.
Yes.
And so, and once you do that, then a whole lot of things make sense.
All right, we'll pick it up on the other side of this first break, folks. Stay with us. We're in hour number two, and we'll be right back.
3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.org or Broadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back once again right here on our Thursday, August the 13th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. Starting into the second hour, we're working through a White House press briefing, if you will. This is in regards to a conference down in Guadalajara between Felipe Calderon, Barry the Usurper, and Prime Minister Harper of Canada. And I don't want to dwell too much longer on this, Vicki. The reason why I wanted to really bring out the comments that were made by Calderon is because we've got somebody that is representing, you know, what we would consider here one of the developing nations, as opposed to the giant superpower, you know, the United States, and then England's stepchild, Canada. So when we get into, I just only would talk a little bit about the first paragraph of Prime Minister Harper's comments because it's much more succinct and much clearer. But there's still more that is revealed in these comments that were either prepared for or prepared by or just simply extemporaneously, which I strongly doubt, delivered by Calderon. He says, North America has to be recognized as a responsible region and must set the example for the world in terms of environmental cooperation amongst countries with different levels of development. And so many times, folks, we've heard that the United States, you know, uses more energy and more natural resources than any other country on the planet, even though we have one of the smaller populations on the planet. So we have to be recognized as being responsible here. And we have to be the example that's set for the world in terms of environmental cooperation, which means that this big dog is going to have to get the whipping stick worse than just about anybody else. But again, we're looking at being compared with countries of different levels of development. Now, Vicki.
Yeah. Well, think about the ultimate fraud of that. They're talking about being the model for the world, being the responsible ones. But every single thing that they're doing, they're lying to the citizens of their country. They are betraying us. They are creating a system that nobody wants except this circle of elites at the very top. So, I mean, you know, when I read things like that, it makes me want to throw up.
Exactly. Another part in all of this, too, is that, you know, we both, let's just say we both stepped off the boat and onto the Atlantic seaboard at the same time period. And yet in the same time period, the United States of America has grown up and out and developed and has become quite a bit. In this very same time period, somehow or another, for some whatever reason, Mexico has remained and has slogged along, you know, for a lot of people at levels just above, you know, feudal serfdom. So it, to me, there's kind of a conundrum in here because there's no reasonable, responsible or intelligent answer to why there is such a disparagence when we're separated by just so few miles and that they have just as much natural resource wealth as we do, if not more. You know, what's up with that?
Well, that's because of their government.
Thank you.
Mexico is not a poor country. They are the ninth wealthiest country in the world. But all the wealth is concentrated in just, you know, like 1% at the top. The rest of the country, they basically left the people to live as poor peasants. And so, you know, it's that fascist oligarch that they have as a governing structure in Mexico that is what allowed that to happen. And it didn't happen in this country because the people in this country used to be good people. I mean, you know, they worked for the betterment of everybody in the country. But, you know, our country is becoming more and more like Mexico. The more we integrate, the more our government becomes like Mexico.
Well, this is the next paragraph, and it's really just about time to wrap that up. You've sent a lot of other links along, too, and I do want to go and visit with them. But then they say cooperation and solidarity amongst the North American region has to prevail at all moments. And thus it was demonstrated last April when our three countries faced the emergence of this new virus, H1N1, and working together, we showed our highest expressions of responsibility, accountability, that's unusual, they usually don't throw that word in, and transparency. Of course, we've all seen through the H1N1, so it has indeed been transparent. But, and because we alerted timely the other regions in the hemisphere, they had the opportunity to implement preventive measures in order to abate the propagation of the virus and to avoid as far as possible its lethal repercussions, blah, blah, blah. So then they come right around and it says, H1N1, as we know, will be back this winter. You couldn't get a more definitive statement than that.
Yeah, and I'll bet it comes back and hits Los Angeles. Just a guess, but there was an article that I got yesterday about Villa Ragosa or whatever his name is down there.
All right.
They are proposing to allow outside operators to bid for control of hundreds of campuses. So basically they are beginning the process of privatizing the schools. Now, this is not really a surprise. This has been planned. It was proposed as an idea by the National Center on Education and the Economy a couple of years ago, and they produced a report called Tough Choices or Tough Times. And the ideas presented in that report, which, you know, anything that the NCEE produces, you can pretty much take as being, that's going to be the game plan. And it outlined the plan to privatize the schools. And if you think about it from the economic warfare point of view, what's been happening to our country, the education system is the last big pot of gold for these parasites to go after, right?
Exactly.
So now it's starting up.
Well, okay, so yeah. If we privatize the schools then, they're really privatized right now, in my opinion. They've been privatized for almost all of the last century. It's just that there hasn't been anybody up in the front taking the howdies or doing the bows. But it certainly hasn't been local choice, local discretion, parent teachers association shaping curriculum. This whole thing is shaped from above to below anyway. What's the next leap in the privatization system?
Well, no, the schools were not privatized. They were nationalized. When Johnson passed the ESEA, the Secondary Education something or other, in 1965, and initially the money that they were providing to the schools was supposed to only be for the very poorest of schools. But, you know, as the government does, the federal government is like a cancer. Anytime they give you money for something, even if it's voluntary or whatever, the ultimate plan is for the federal government to take it over. And that's ultimately what they did, using federal money for education as the means to do that.
All right, we'll be right back, folks. Stay right there. 3 minute break.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own survival oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
And we have returned once again, and we've been spent really the first hour going through just the comment tour that was prepared for, delivered by Mexican's president, Felipe Calderon. The real meat and potatoes comes in some of the other documentation that came out of this, Vicki, and one of them is that a link that you sent here to the White House, the Office of the Press Secretary, immediate release August 10, 2009. We're releasing it this morning right here to our audience. It's North American Leaders Summit Energy Deliverables, which is a rather interesting article in that it gets into some of the nuts and bolts of this clean energy, the H.R. 2454 Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009. It starts off like this. It's the North American Leaders Summit Energy Deliverables. Energy and climate change will be an important element of the trilateral discussions at the North American Leaders Summit. So that's what we're talking about, that was held in Guadalajara, Mexico on August the 9th through the 10th, 2009, building on the work of the North American Energy Working Group, established in 2001 by the Energy Secretaries and Minister of the United States, Mexico, and Canada, deliverables to announce at the Leaders Summit will include. And now they start off, well, the first one is carbon capture and storage. Now, folks, you need to wrap your mind around this concept, that what they want to try and do is to capture from the exhaust fumes of whatever, the carbon dioxide, or carbon in general, in any of its other various formats, they want to capture that, and they want to store that. And so as they continue to build upon this specious science, as Aristotle said, such as you begin badly, you cannot help but to end badly, we're going to see more and more dialogue along all of this, but we could think of it as almost being taking billions of dollars and throwing it at those specious king's clothes. Everybody knows about the king's clothes, right? The king was actually naked, and so is this argument. We can't see the carbon dioxide. We know the carbon dioxide takes a very small position, but an exceedingly important position in our atmosphere, in the composition of the atmosphere. Without the carbon dioxide, life on planet Earth would be non-existent, really, for us. The plants would all perish, and we'd perish with them. So they continue along here, and they start to build this idea of a carbon capture and storage, or CCS, North American Carbon Capture and Storage Partnership. So we're going into a partnership here. The three nations have committed to produce a North American Carbon Atlas. You know what an atlas is, everyone? It's a map. All right,
a
collection,
and also a database.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going there, dear. this is Vicki Davis rich material that we're going into now. That will result in a uniform mapping methodology, uniform key phrase there, mapping methodology and data sharing in the area of large sources of carbon emissions and potential storage sites in North America. We'll also explore ways to collaborate on research and development and demonstration projects related to carbon capture and storage. Now, keep in mind that at this conference, Barry the Usurper has advanced again in public, and this time in the presence of two foreign ministers of our neighboring countries, the idea that the United States is going to reduce carbon emission by 80%. In some number of years, undetermined and unknown by anyone except himself, obviously, and Al Gore. But nevertheless, so now we're going to come up with these ideas, research and development, and demonstration projects. This is like the windmill that you might see out at your local community college. This is like a solar array at a community college, demonstration projects. the R&D and development and demonstration projects. None of this translates, Vicki, into boots on the ground, if you will. All this goes to finance, what you were talking about as we were going into the break, this idea of privatizing the schools and using them as research laboratories for the transnationals.
Well, it depends on what level of school you're talking about. Yeah, the universities, that's the case. But the K-12, those are the schools that are targeted for privatization, and ultimately they plan to replace teachers with computers, you know, for virtual education.
Of course, but as we transition into this green economy and with all of this carbon stuff, the educational system is going to have to be changed throughout. So privatizing it just makes that even more convenient.
Oh, yeah, because then the taxpayers have no say in it, really. I mean, it's all part of the whole privatization of government. I mean, basically the dismantling of countries and moving to a market state, which is a fascist totalitarian world. Now, George Bush Sr. gave a speech on June 27th, 1990, and the it's titled Remarks Announcing the Enterprise for the Americas Initiative. And if you read that speech, basically what he's saying is that they're going to turn the United States into an enterprise. And there's a quote in here. In the words of Colombia's courageous leader, Virgilio Barca, President Barca said, "The long-running match between Karl Marx and Adam Smith is finally coming to an end, with the recognition that open economies with access to markets can lead to social progress." Well, I mean, to me, and the way things have worked out, that means Karl Marx won.
Exactly.
Adam Smith lost.
Exactly. We have a caller online. Let's see if we can bring him up. Caller O.W. Holmes. Are you with us?
Oh, no, this is Nancy, but that's how it reads on your screen, I'm sure.
Okay, it's Nancy, and where are you calling
Hello?
From, Nancy? And I'll update our screen. Nancy from?
I'm from the Panhandle area of Texas.
Nancy from Texas. Okay, Nancy, questions, comments, ideas, thoughts?
First of all, I wanted to say that your Tuesday and Thursday sessions with Vicki are just awesome, and I always make a point to listen because I think it's I get some of the best information. Anyway, over the years, you know, we've heard so much about first world and third world, and I was wondering, Vicki, if you see much mention of the second world in the documents that you research.
Actually, no, I haven't. But that's an interesting thought. I think they under the UN they categorized the very poorest countries as the least developed countries, and then you have the developing countries. So I suppose it would be if you were to apply those categories, first, second, third world, the developing countries would be the second world. And the G20 countries would be the second world. So is there a reason why you asked? Have you seen something on that?
No, I just always wondered that all my, you know, adult life, even before I was aware of all this conspiracy going on, I always wondered why we had a first and a third world but no second. And so thought it would be a good question for you.
Uh-huh.
That is a good question. I haven't really heard of anybody talking about second world either. There has been a long chain of terminology revision. They used to be called backward countries, and they didn't like that. Then they became developing countries, of course. First world and third world. First class citizen, I guess, would be the leaders on the planet. A third class citizen is kind of like a slur. And yeah, but you're right, there's a missing second class. If you'd like to hang on, Nancy, stay right there. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Thank you so much. I'll hang up.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned, and again, you can use the telephone as Nancy had from Texas. A good call, Nancy. Good question, too. 866-841-1065. If you've got a question or a comment, do come in early so that we don't have to crowd into the last segment and try and answer questions. That was a rather interesting question that Nancy posed because, indeed, in fact, I have never heard of a second-class country either. But in this particular press release, if you will, here under carbon capture and storage, there are 4 bullet points, Vicki, and maybe you could go through those because this is right up your alley when we talk about uniform mapping methodology and data sharing, building GIS and data systems in general. What do you make of this this idea to support the geographic information system and map these data this CO2 wherever it might be found on in the North American continent?
Well, when as far as the GPS, I mean, this, you know, for the census, they GPS marked everybody's front door, and I really was not being facetious when I said that I translate carbon to mean people. And so what I read in those four bullet points is something entirely different than what anybody else would read it if they just read these words. And so I, you know, it's very difficult for me to make the translation back to seriously consider the idea of carbon capture and sequestration, because the whole idea of it is just stupid. And and I can't get past that. I mean, that's it. That's the bottom line.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair and reasonable. I see it in the stupid way that they see it, but this idea of looking at carbon sources and sinks. Now, we know that carbon dioxide is heavier than oxygen, so we find carbon dioxide by design settling to the ground. That's where the plants are, or that's where we are. This is where it's needed. And so by design, that's where we're going to find it. And so low areas and things like that, you could have a more carbon-rich area, like in pastures or along rivers in the various and sundry watersheds. Carbon sources, of course, that would be all of the refineries and all of the major manufacturers, places that, any place that has any kind, like I said, any place, smokestacks. You talked about smokestacks the other day. Any place where you have industry working. And as they say here, they want to develop a geographic information system typically used to convey information in map form, and the aim is to create a distributed database rather than a central repository. And again, it says where data from the different states, now this is not just from California and Arizona, we're talking about the three states, Canada, Mexico, and the United States of America, provinces or organizations can be assessed by a common portal and in similar format. So once again, we go back to the organizations like SAIC and the others who are busy databasing and creating the software, the way to link together all of these various states of Mexico, all the various states of the United States, and all of the provinces in Canada, reinforcing the need to expand the digital information data stream, the digital highway, so much involved in all of that. And at the same time, they're looking for basically developing this consensus on the methodology to be used. Again, this is the harmonization of these various computing systems, estimating CO2 capacity. Again, that's basically snoop and poop on all of the people that are engaged in manufacturing, and then they're going to be able to assess, you know, through the use of the enforcement of these carbon credits, having to buy them. They'll be able to put a tax, another new tax, on all forms of manufacturing in North America. Continuing here, it says, this will be particularly relevant for cross-border storage to eliminate international fault lines and ensure compatible estimates of storage capacity in North America. Again, so, it is, you could make the jump that you have and look at the human footprint and all of this. But at the same time, these guys are actually, I think, looking at businesses. They're looking at ways to generate revenue. They're looking for the deep pockets and then the transference of wealth from all the small pockets into the very deep pockets and the further destruction of economies.
Well, that's true. I mean, no, they are looking to link up the energy grid and the pipelines, you know, the gas pipelines, the electricity grid. As a matter of fact, I have a map on my website under my North American Union section that is the North American National Gas Vision, you know, for 2005. And
okay, well, hold that right there. We've got another call, Chris from California. Let's bring up Chris from California. Chris, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Good morning.
Yeah, hi, Chris. Hi, Will. Vicki. I just woke up, so I just kind of got the tail end of this and the talking about the carbon as people, and then I started thinking about something somebody had mentioned the other day about the carbon atom contains 6 protons, 6 neutrons, and 6 electrons. Well, that's six. You know, I was like, oh, we're the beast, okay. And we're the mark on the planet. That just kind of, I was just like, oh, and the containers for the carbon, you know, I'm like, oh my God, carbon.
Well, I'm glad I'm not alone then.
No, I'm out here too. Yeah.
Well, especially with all this talk about the National Guard hiring people for the internment camps and, you know, the FEMA camps.
Right.
I mean, carbon, what is sequestration? It's locking them up, right? What my mother used to say, you know, about something about if you play in the road, you know, and a car hits you, you'll be nothing but a grease spot. Well, what is bio mean?
I know. Yeah, it gets almost like in your face if you really break it down. They're really telling us, you know.
Yeah, I called in a radio program.
Who?
A guy told me, you know, and I was telling him something about these computer systems, and he says, but you're not supposed to think things through. I guess you're just supposed to take this information in as, you know, there's no messages underneath, nothing, you know, just listen to the words we say and that's it. Don't think about it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's the problem with us humans.
Well, you think too much. You know, you're really going to have to just relax. You know, sit back a little bit, enjoy yourself. You're out in California. Go to the beach. You know.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you've got to be captured. Captured and sequestered.
So
you don't mess up their plan.
And it kind of takes me to something. I think it was Prince Philip or Charles. I think it was Prince Philip said, you know, that, and Ted Turner and all the eugenicists, you know, that the humans are, you know, just like a virus. And, you know, I can't quote them all right now, but that's the way they look at us.
Yeah.
Well, if you go up into space and look at with the various technologies that they have, the infrared camera imaging and stuff like that, every place where humans are in human settlement developments are most dense, they show up as very red hot spots on the planet Earth. And so ever since we started viewing the planet Earth and man's involvement in changing the face of the Earth, that kind of an argument can easily be brought forward. And back in the 70s, Chris, I saw there was a poster that was in wide circulation in the head shops and in the poster shops and things like that. And, it showed the earth with all of this red cancerous growth of human beings on it, you know, back when the environmental movement, the ecology movement was just getting started. So it's a pretty well, long held a belief system among the globalist that we are nothing more than just a cancer on the face of the earth.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I watched the...
Yeah. Or at least hack me.
I watched this conference that was held by the American Competitiveness Council. And, hello, are you there?
We're all here. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And there was a man that came from Brazil to speak at this conference, and it was all about the various things that they were doing to increase trade and competitiveness, always that key word, competitiveness. But what this man, George Gerdau, said, and he was German, but he was from Brazil, and he said that in the future, corporations will not be competing with each other. Instead, people will compete with each other. Regions of people will compete with each other.
And the break is competing with us all, so we'll have to come back in a few moments, folks. Stay with us. We will return in 3 minutes.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
And we've returned once again. We're in our final segment for today's broadcast. If you have a call or you would like to place a comment or a suggestion, just jump on the line right now. Otherwise, we'll be at the end of the broadcast and won't be able to take any more calls. But, Vicki, you sent me another link today. It's a rather interesting one. It's a very important link for people to understand when we think about smart grids and smart highways and smart technology systems. This was off the North American Synchro Phaser Initiative website. The North American Synchro Phaser Initiative. And what we're talking about with these synchro phasers are precise grid measurements now available from monitors called phaser measurement units, or PMUs. And these measurements are taken at high speed, typically 30 observations per second, if you can get your mind around that one, folks, compared to one every 4 seconds using conventional technology. Each measurement is time-stamped according to a common time reference. Time-stamping allows synchro phasers from different utilities to be time-aligned, and combined together, providing a precise and comprehensive view of the entire interconnection. Synchro phasers enable a better indication of grid stress and can be used to trigger corrective actions to maintain reliability. So once again, as we go into this deeper and deeper technology as relates to our electricity, our electrical use, carbon output, water consumption, sewer consumption, all of this. This is, again, just more of this inspection, but I think what they're trying to do here with this, Vicki, is to track throughout the 24-hour period peak loads, sags in the load, grid capacity, and so on and so forth. And part of all of this has to do with changing the amount of usage at the individual consumer's level as it goes throughout the day. We've heard from Australia where some folks are in the pinch right now. Sean from Australia is talking about water rationing that's coming on and at them down there. I can see where even in our local co-op newsletter that they publish, it's a newspaper really, they're talking about trying to do your laundry, folks, run your dryer at 11 o'clock at night when everyone else is asleep, and you would like to be asleep too. But if you'll use it then, it'll help to balance out the electricity, and be sure and don't turn your dishwasher on until 10:30, well after everybody else is done with theirs. That way it helps to balance things out. But then again, you've got the time to take your shower, of course, because that triggers your hot water heater. So it's micromanaging, I think, Vicki, the entire grid through all of these various track and trace microsecond timers and sensors.
Yeah, well, that's totally what it's about, is controlling every aspect of your life, because you, in this global totalitarian system, you are not a free and sovereign individual. You are an asset of the corporation that is running this region.
And I think we've become like laboratory mice in all of this too. No other country that I've heard or read about in any of this discussion of carbon credits and whatnot, no one else is coming up with this idea that in any reasonable time period we would expect to be able to reduce our carbon footprint by 80% in any near future. So all of these various and sundries are going to be restrictions. Again, we're going to be the model. We're the ones that are going to be responsible. We're the ones that are going to be accountable. We're going to be the model for how we can go down to this 80% rule. I printed out an article off the internet yesterday for my own reference, but it was over, I think it was in Denmark or someplace, where this fellow had purchased a 1,500 square foot house for a couple million dollars. And he made this upgrade, Vicki, because he was going to be able to save a little bit more on his utility bill. Where's the mathematical and economic logic in that?
There's no logic to almost anything that they're doing if you're thinking in terms of our nation as it was before September 11th, 2001. September 11th, 2001 was really the turning point for this whole global system. It was kind of like, you know, the Big Bang to ring in the global system.
Well, this ends up, it says, for more information, please contact Jimmy Glotfelty and Allison Silverstein. Now, I don't know whether that's any relation to the Silverstein we all love and know ever since 9/11. But it says here, the NASB community is working to advance the deployment and use of networked phaser measurement devices, blah, 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 data sharing, and so on and so forth. NASB is a collaborative effort between the U.S. Department of Energy, the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, and the North American Electric Utilities Vendors, Consultants, Federal and Private Researchers, and Academics. NASB activities are funded by the Department of Energy and NERC, and by voluntary efforts of many industry members and experts. But once again, folks, we come back to this idea of the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, North American Electric Utilities. And so there, we're just going right back to the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. When we talk about North America and this new community, we're talking about bringing this system together in all three of the countries, Canada, Mexico, and the United States of America.
Yeah, well, and we'd have to, actually, it truly is a global system, because the idea was a transatlantic free trade area also. And sometime we'll have to talk about the Helsinki Final Act to bring Eastern Europe into the European Union, because we were caught up in that. We were just supposed to be observers, but they pulled a bait and switch on us, and we were actually included in the agreement.
Well, on one side of the country, we're like reaching back over to the old world. We're reaching back over to Europe and England. But on the other side, out of the Pacific area, on your side of the continent, Vicki, we're reaching over to Shanghai. We're reaching over to China. You know, so I mean, we're like caught in the middle. We're on this cross, if you will, with our arms outstretched into both directions, and we're standing here at the head of at the body or the chest of all of the Western Hemisphere. But we're trying to pull the whole world together through the United States. But unfortunately, I don't know whether we have the strength in our tendons. I don't know whether we have enough money in the bucket to pull this in. I know we don't. We're already broke, and it ain't no joke. So, I mean, we're in this impossible situation, and apparently it's only us, the tinfoil wearing hat folk, that can see this, apparently, because it doesn't seem to translate up to the White House.
Yeah. Well, they think that they can implement all these computer systems for efficiency to reduce the cost of governing and running the infrastructure, but that still does not employ the people in this country. It does not give them the money to live. I mean, how can you change out all the appliances in your house to put in these smart appliances, even if you wanted to, which I don't, but if you did, you know, where do you get the money to do it?
The Green Star Energy efficient products, which are already on the market. I've seen them at the local Westco, the four-star Green Star Energy stuff. That's out there. But from what I've read in that H.R. 2454, Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, the place where that will really trigger is if you try and go and sell your house. You're going to have to bring it up to that level just to be able to offer it onto the marketplace, just as if you'd had the entire inside of the house painted with lead paint.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there goes all your equity in your house, right?
Exactly. And how can anyone possibly retrofit or rebuild the house basically from the ground up while you're living in it and before you even put it on the market, to bring it up to the point where it can withstand droughts, tsunamis, hurricanes, locust plagues, earthquakes, all of these various things. The International Building Code tries to do a be-all, end-all for everything. I don't see how anybody could afford not only to do that kind of a remodel, but how we could do it nationally, all across all the several states and all the towns and cities. So we're building these impossible pipe dreams, things that cannot be accomplished.
Yeah, it's all insane.
It is?
It's totally and completely insane.
Like psychopathic planning.
Yes, precisely. And it has nothing to do with, the people that are planning this. I've said this before, but they live in a virtual reality. Anything is possible in your imagination. But unfortunately, we live in the real world where these things are just not possible.
And unfortunately, we're all out of time. Thank you so much, Vicki. We'll be back again with Vicki Davis on Tuesday. I'll be back again tomorrow. Folks, until then, thanks for listening and good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals. sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.